You know, we've been talking about diagnosis and diagnosing. That was kind of how we started off the show. And we've got one of our listeners up in Star Valley, a gentleman who we've helped with his Ford truck before. And, you know, he was diagnosing cars in the 70s and O'Reilly Chevrolet. And I've got David on the line. And I know one thing that comes with age is wisdom. Right, Dave?
Well, thank you. I think so.
You got some wisdom for these young bucks out here, including ourselves, about diagnosing cars and the value in doing it right?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, you guys are the only two places that I believe in or somebody you recommend for repairs or diagnosis. Stay away from the new garages that just opened up or the national chains, stuff like that. I think Phoenix needs a diagnostic center to do diagnosis where that's all they do. And they have the experienced trained mechanics and they have the equipment, which is expensive, to do good diagnosis. But, you know, in listening to your show, I condensed what I wanted to talk about in diagnosis. I dropped that, and on the subject of Leonard with the engine light coming on while climbing a big hill, everybody in Arizona, when you climb these big hills like the hill into Payson on 87, turn off the air conditioner, and if you have an overdrive transmission, disengage the overdrive while you're climbing that hill. Mm. You can turn it back on when you get up to the top. There's one more tip for people that drive a lot in the desert. Every 2 years, go buy a new radiator cap, preferably a Stant brand. Yeah. Well, it's worth the extra 50 cents or dollar for the Stant.
Well, that's right. You know, and Dave, you know, you were telling me during the break, you were a mechanic back in the 70s doing diagnosis. And some of these things that you learned back then, like, still apply today. And there's little things that we can do that the average homeowner can, you know, average consumer can do to protect their car, just those little things. And you know, some people may or may not agree with turning off the air conditioner, going up and hill, the, you know, on the modern good working car. Heck, I'm not going to sweat.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go up the hill. But, yeah, you know, the diagnosis is the thing that everybody's a lot of people are afraid of, or it's been devalued. But, David, thanks for the input. Thanks for listening to us up there.
Can I give you a couple of quick things?
Sure.
Okay. On a car with 200,000 miles, you need to baby it. And going up those steep hills, turn off the air conditioner.
Yeah, excellent point. Excellent point.
And if it starts heating up, turn the heater on or roll the windows down. It gives you extra cooling.
Yep.
And I wanted to say something about Tri-City Transmission. I have never met you guys. I've never been a customer. Until I bought my diesel truck, everything I owned was a four-speed. Mm. But having been in the business, and a lot of my friends are mechanics, good mechanics, Tri-City Transmission is the only place to take your vehicle for transmission service. Whether it's a repair or a service, take it in there, you know, pay whatever it costs to have them remove the pan, because they can check in the bottom of the pan for pieces, particles of metal or clutch material. They can put a clean filter on it. They can clean the screen on the pickup. If you're going to keep the car, only take it to Tri-City. And I've never met those guys. They're not paying me. It's just something I know. Okay.
Well, I'm blushing if you could see me now.
Well, don't blush. You've earned that reputation the hard way. Oh, you really have.
I really appreciate that. Thank you, David.
Thanks for the call, David. Again, we appreciate you listening. You know, Dave, that's what I think people don't understand. And David can certainly appreciate this. He was in the business in the 70s, and he probably saw some of these transitions and when things were first starting to come out that where they had to really diagnose things. And we go to work every day. We work hard. We're proud of our businesses.